All right. How's everyone doing? Let's do a little WWE Fastlane quick reaction. This is Benjamin Raven with the Court of Nerds. It's Monday morning. I tried to let this show sink in a little bit because I felt just a sea of negativity brewing inside of me. But you know what? It's still there. This is going to be all spoilers. So if you haven't seen the show and you don't want it to be spoiled, giving you now to get out of here. All right, because I'm going to start backwards. In about 22 seconds, Goldberg beat Kevin Owens to become the Universal Champion, and one of the most disrespectful, lazy forced directives, pointless championship runs that I can remember in some time. Listen, this is legit speechlessness. I just don't understand why WWE feels that a 50-year-old man needs to have the Universal title. Goldberg and Brock does not need the title. Kevin Owens had finally been booked as a strong champion in about 2 weeks leading into Fastlane, only to pace outside the ring, come in the ring, get distracted by theme music, get speared and jackhammered, and his title reign that started in late August is done in the blink of an eye. So a 50-year-old man can wear a red belt. So the first year of the Universal Championship, what a freaking joke. Finn Balor gets hurt one day after wearing it. Owens wins a fatal four-way and then is booked like the world's weakest champion for 7 months, gets booked like a strong heel, and then loses in 22 seconds to an old part-timer just so WWE can promote its Pro Bowl Sunday. Oh, Super Bowl Sunday. That's right. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling. Bullshit. It is the Pro Bowl of professional wrestling. It is made for subpar casual fans. It's not made for wrestling fans. It's not made for the people who put money in WWE's pocket. It's not for the people who support the product year-round. Yeah, I'm disgusted by it. It's disgusting. It's moving on. The Goldberg-Kevin Owens stuff, it's done. Whatever. We knew what was going to happen. We all knew what was going to happen. For some reason, WWE thinks it has to book its championships and main event matches like a 1998 Nitro. Ugh, whatever. Let's move on. Let's move on to more dumb. Charlotte and Bayley. Charlotte's pay-per-view undefeated reign ends when she's not the champion. Seriously, WWE? Are you guys just like trying to piss off your fan base by not using moments or using traditional methods to grow stars or put people over? Why would Charlotte lose at a pay-per-view when she's not champion? And why would she lose not even clean when she's not champion? It just makes no sense. Bayley retained. It was a solid match, but Sasha Banks runs down, gets involved. Donna Brooke or whatever doesn't even get involved. I don't even know what to think of this. I don't know. It's just such a waste. Everything WWE does is a waste now. I don't understand the payoff in any aspect of having Charlotte lose on a pay-per-view when she's not champion and have it be done in not clean fashion. For a company that is so enamored with stats and moments and how many, quantity over quality, WWE is so quantity over quality, this doesn't make sense. So, jeez. If you thought I was flabbergasted talking about those two matches, my head's going to explode talking about Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. Seriously, it's WWF, that's how out of it I am. WWE looked every self-thinking, single-minded fan in the face and said, fuck you, last night. Everything that makes sense, fuck you. Everything that should happen, fuck you. Here's what we're forcing to happen. Eat it, like it, live it, fuck you. Roman Reigns beat Braun Strowman clean. Braun Strowman, one of the WWE's few fast-rising self-made stars. This guy is over. He is a beast. He's over. He's proven himself as a main event talent. And WWE feeds him to Roman Reigns for no reason. For no reason. There wasn't any Undertaker. There wasn't any story told after the match. It was just Roman Reigns beating an up-and-coming star to put another notch on his belt. WWE, it's not going to work. Find a new path. Stop. I hope this doesn't derail Braun Strowman, because he's legit and he's a big guy and he could be the first superstar bad big guy in quite some long time. And that is no disrespect to the guys like Umaga, Kali, Kane, but the last 15 years, the big guys outside of like Undertaker, Big Show, give or take a couple of big guys here and there, but I mean, it's been kind of weak, and I think Braun Strowman could fill that role. There's no reason why Braun Strowman couldn't be more athletic heel Vader of the new era, and this just doesn't make sense. A win over Roman Reigns could have done so much for Braun Strowman, just in the casual fan's eyes. WWE uses the casual fan thing backwards. This could have been done. You could have made your own star, so you lazily don't have to bring back the same people or the same old names or celebrities year after year to think that you're appealing to the casual fan. It's just lazy. It's dumb. I'm very upset about it. Before that, the New Day came out, and instead of having one of the most talented tag teams in the world wrestle, I guess we're going to do a Big E has a drinking problem ahead of hosting WrestleMania angle. Okay. Before that, we had a Neville, Jack Gallagher, 205 cruiserweight title match. God, this show needed this match. I know it's not for everyone, but Neville and Gallagher, great chemistry in the ring. They had a great, fun match. Gallagher just wrestles this strong but funny, unique style, and I feel that just meshes well with the rest of the cruiserweight roster. And I gotta say this to Gentleman Jack, that man knows how to take a beating. There's some great spots in this match. It was some great storytelling. I hope to see these two kind of do some more. I doubt we'll see another singles match, especially with WrestleMania coming up. I'm sure WWE will get lazy and cram as many faces into one match from 205 Live as they can, but Gallagher and Neville, solid chemistry, beat the living shit out of each other. And you know what? I'm not even going to talk about the bullshit that happened before this. Just Cesaro, Jinder Mahal, Rusev, Big Show, 30 fucking bullshit minutes of fucking bullshit filler that makes me sick to my stomach. This is a pay-per-view, technically. This is on a show without a main event match. We had 30 minutes of this bullshit. Oh, Jesus. Before that, we had Sasha and Nia. Old school methodical match. Sasha got a nice clean roll-up bridge for the win. It was solid. I hope to see those two kind of... I mean, I'm sure we're going to get a fatal four-way at Mania. I mean, that's the WWE. They don't know how to tell stories at WrestleMania without cramming as many faces into it as they can. Gallows and Anderson are still your tag team champions after a match that happened. Samoa Joe beat the living shit out of Sami Zayn in a competitive squash match, if you will. That's good. I'm ready to see Joe get in some actual stories and not, I like Triple H. Yeah. Oh, shit. What'd the pre-show have? Oh, yeah. Swan and Tozawa beat Kendrick and Dar. You know, it's a fun match. I hope people tune in to watch 205 Live, but until WWE gets it out of those huge, empty, silent arenas, I don't think people are going to catch on. 205 Live in the cruiserweight division is more fun to watch when the crowd is into it and when the show is happening in front of a crowd that understands and gives a shit about what's happening in front of them. Until WWE realizes that this show needs to be filmed at the NXT arena or other small arenas, I don't care. It just needs to be in a smaller environment, and it needs to be a thing on its own. You cannot bookend 205 Live in with SmackDown. A SmackDown crowd is not a 205 Live crowd. A SmackDown arena is not a 205 arena. I'm done with that. I'm wiping my hands and washing my butt of Fastlane. WrestleMania is a month away, I guess. If you're excited, you should get your head checked.